6.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. My name is Kate Delaney. Topping everything that we're going to talk about, part of the buzz in your backyard, has to be, folks, what's going on with the Republicans. Of course, Mitt Romney captures Florida in a winner-take-all scenario. So now many people are saying it's time to throw in the towel. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul, what do you say? Does Mitt Romney have the nomination, the Republican nomination for president, locked up after winning the state of Florida this primary? I say no, because maybe some people will fade away ultimately in the next couple of months, but you still have a lot of primary action to go, and with that much real estate, very doubtful that anybody in this crowd is going to pull out now at this point. It's about lining up endorsements and pushing. Romney certainly ran a negative campaign in the Sunshine State, and you know what? It paid off. He spent a ton of cash, and it absolutely paid dividends for a guy who lives on investments. He knew all about it. In fact, there was a bunch of information that was compiled on how many spots were aired between January 23rd and 29 in Florida, the 29th, and there was a total of 11,586 TV spots. Wow. And check this number out. All but 953 of the entire television ad campaign that aired were pretty much deemed negative. So it was all about negative campaigning, although that's nothing new when it comes to the game of politics. Boy, there's no question that this was a pretty bloody battle. Ultimately, does everybody that's still on the stage, like I said, do they hang in or do they decide whether or not to retreat? I don't know that I agree with some of the strategists in the Republican Party who think that Mitt's the establishment guy and everybody ought to start retreating now so that they can save more money and more of the Republican National Committee can put the money, the RNC can put the money toward the one guy, their guy, Mitt Romney. Is Mitt Romney your guy? Is he electable against Barack Obama? 800-259-5791. I'm going to set the menu for you coming up in this hour. We can count. There was a shop back east, and it sprung up and sprouted all over the place called Pep Boys. It recently sold. You won't believe what it sold for. You will not believe it. That's part of We Can Count. Plus, the mailbag is overflowing. Lots of you wondering who the VP would be to maybe strengthen whoever the nominee is. Marco Rubio's name comes up a lot, the senator from the state of Florida. He is one of the darlings of the Republican Party. But my sources say he likes his gig as senator and might not really be interested in the VP position. Although, when you start to get romanced by the big people in the Republican Party, meaning the, I'll call them the thinkers, the guys in the back room, it's pretty tempting. So he could be tempted. If it's not Marco Rubio, who would be on an undercard that would make it that much stronger for whoever the nominee is, whether it's Mitt Romney and everybody else does actually retreat, or let's say it were Newt Gingrich? It's not a surprise, like I keep saying over and over again on this show, not to sound like a broken record, but it's obvious when it's staring you in the face. He's the establishment guy. He's been the establishment guy. Many of you have called to argue. Many of you have written in, and you'll say, what about Ron Paul? And I agree. But I'm not the one that's heading up the party that's making the decision. So I didn't label him as the establishment guy. I wasn't the one that plucked him out and said, okay, it's his turn, so we got to give it to him. this is the way it's been done for a very long time. And it could be considered, I think, losing politics. Because if there are so many people that are anti-Romney, that are saying anybody but Mitt, this is the strongest guy to possibly unseat Barack Obama. I have to think that the Democrats feel like they have all the chips sitting at the table. Am I wrong? Am I missing something? What do you say? 800-259-5791. In the meantime, believe it or not, there are actually some other things going on in the world. Things out of Washington that affect all of us. And some of the declarations on other lands like Syria, which now could be a sticking point with Russia against the United States, because Russia is not playing ball. They're not following what the Security Council wants to do. The Security Council in the UN wants to vote on Syria. Assad is murdering people right and left. Thousands of people have died. The streets are running with blood. The worst that we've seen so far, this has been going on for 8-9 months, and nothing has happened. There has been no crackdown. But in Moscow, they're standing pretty firm. They're saying they don't want a resolution, that if there is a resolution, that would put Syria on the path to civil war, and it would be a disaster. So the most powerful supporter to actually allow the adoption of the Security Council resolution endorsing an Arab League plan for a political transition in Syria has been the U.S., but they're not persuading Russia. 6,000, 7,000 people dead so far. I mean, really, it could be more. Some of the most horrendous war photos, because I'm going to call them war photos that I've ever seen, of bodies just lined up in streets, have come out of Syria. I mean, really? What obligation do we have here? Why doesn't Russia just gang up with the rebels and somehow push out Assad? I mean, he's the guy who has to go, right? And then it becomes that game of who steps in for Assad. Another Islamic group who's anti-Western. And the Muslim Brotherhood, if in fact it was someone from those ranks, they are not pro-America. They're just not. No matter what they say. I mean, it's great to applaud the efforts of going after Assad, but then you got to be careful what the incoming group is going to represent, even if they have these so-called free elections. Yeah, this is why we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because when you see what happens in other countries like Syria, like Tunisia, like Egypt is a great example, like Libya, how long did that drag on? You realize that even if we fight each other for this thing called freedom and our rights, it's a good thing because we still have a democratic process. All right, we've only scratched the surface. Hang with us on the flip side. We're going to the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Because, of course, there's that political moment each and every state where you say, thank you, Florida, thank you, New Hampshire, and now we're on down the road for the rest of the primaries and caucuses. There are a lot of caucuses actually coming up. The next one is in Nevada. So we've been talking a lot of politics here on America Tonight, but we're going to mix it up into some other things as we head to the mailbag. But one last thing before we do that. I think this guy who was voting in Florida early in the day echoes what so many people who have called this show think. Take a listen.
What I'm really disappointed in is the arguing back and forth, because they're lowering each other, and to me that just makes Obama look better.
Yeah, how much does this help the Democrats? I ask that question over and over again. In fact, that's why I've had many Democratic strategists and contributors, etc., on to give a different spin on how they're looking at the race. Not just the Republican point of view, dead on, we're going to win it, we've got all this momentum, look at the ratings for all of the debates we've had, not just that point of view, but the other side. What are they looking at? What are they seeing? What do they think is scary? And what do they think is good for an incumbent president? Because I say this all the time, and for some reason it goes in a lot of people's ears and out the other. You got an incumbent, and an incumbent is very tough to beat. Really tough to beat. Unless you're really on the precipice of looking into the darkness and saying, wow, unemployment is brutal. We got no money, and we got babies to feed, and we're trying to live our life and trying to catch a hook on the American dream, and we can't do it anymore. It's not the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, not even the 80s when people went crazy. So even if you didn't make a lot of money, you could still make decent money. People are worried. They're worried about their futures, and they're worried about their kids' futures. But how many people? We keep hearing the battle of the 99 and the 1, the 1% versus the 99%. Remember, that was the whole rallying cry for the Occupy movement, which in some places, let's face it, is really petered out. So what are the true numbers, and what is the true effect when people go to vote? And the Democrats right now, I think, feel very, very confident in the hand that they're playing, particularly with two masters who are pulling the strings when it comes to campaigning. The president is a good campaigner. If nothing else, we know that he knows how to speak. He knows how to turn a phrase, and he knows how to rally a crowd. So you're going to see much more of this going on the rest of the way, especially as we get a little deeper into the spring and then head into the summer. We're at the conventions, and before you know it, everybody is voting. All right, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank goodness I have mail. What if I didn't have mail? You have no mail. I always have mail, and thank you for sending me your thoughts at americatonight.net. All right, this was an interesting number that I saw today in one of the newspapers I was reading. You know, I try to read newspapers from all different areas, from Kentucky, from Connecticut, New York, Texas, California, all over the Midwest, whether we're talking about Detroit or we're talking about Minneapolis, the Star, whatever it is, because you really get a good sense when you read the op-ed pieces of what the buzz is. And the buzz is people, besides being worried about jobs, are worried about their homes. So there was a story about home ownership rates actually falling to 66%. How about that? We're getting closer to that bottom. So as of last November, the average U.S. home prices were back to 2003 levels, according to the S&P. The U.S. Census Bureau pumped out a bunch of numbers on Tuesday that home ownership rates fell. That's that 66% number in the fourth quarter. That's a seven-year drop from a peak of almost 70% in 2004. So what does all that mean when you look at Standard & Poor's? And really the big one is the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Because if people are selling and you're wondering what you're going to get or where it's dicey or what's happening, well, home prices are probably going to continue to fall, maybe into even next year before they stabilize and show maybe not a lot of appreciation for some time down the road. This isn't surprising. This isn't surprising to people who are homeowners, because if you've had an appraisal or if you've looked around at what people have sold for, and probably in a lot of the neighborhoods out there, you know, you see it. The deal is, if somebody wants to pay, they pay, and we had these inflated numbers, and if you got in on the housing bubble and you were on the right side of it, you probably made some pretty good cash selling a home if it was the right place and it was the right time. If you didn't and you bought high, you hate hearing all this stuff. You know, Phoenix was the only city where home prices actually rose November from October. Now, the reason I bring up this story is because I got a little email from DJ who said, America Tonight, I'm very worried. I have an extra home as an investment, not because I'm a rich person, but because I was able to squirrel away some money by working a lot of jobs from the time I was a kid in high school. And I'm seeing what's happening in my neighborhood, and it's not good. People aren't barely getting what they paid for their home. What should I do? Now, there's two problems with this. I don't know where we're talking about. So what part of the country we're talking about, no identifier there. And I don't know how long the home's been around, the second home. And, you know, what you paid for the home. So there's no way I can make an evaluation of that. Not that I'm in real estate, but I'm telling you what the indexes are and what they say. Detroit was actually up 3.8%. Washington, D.C., almost 1%. But prices are still falling. There are some signs that eventually, here in the next 5 years, some of this will turn back around. It is about location. And some of the worst places, because of the foreclosures that have just killed, you know, owning homes, home ownership, is Nevada, where the next caucus is, Arizona, and California. You know, they were the top three states last year with the highest foreclosure rate, and that's not a surprise. I have friends that live in every single one of those states, and two of the friends, California and Nevada, they're underwater. They were flipped around, and they thought they were getting a good deal when they moved in, and then things turned around. So a lot of people are getting out, and they're going to rentals, and you see that high rents, you know, rents are going up because so many people, there's the demand. With that much of a demand, then they drive the rental prices up, and, you know, you start to see all those signs. So that's that. Can't help you much unless I know the area, but there's just a little bit. All right, moving on to another one. This one from Jake. Every night, Jake. Jake says, Kate, did you hear the story about the IRS not having the money for the refunds yet? What is the scoop on that? Now, apparently they have a new system in place. Not they don't have the money. That'd be good. We don't have the money. We can't pay you. They have the money, but the system, it's new software or something that they've got. And so it's going to take a little bit longer to get some of those refunds back for the people who filed early. You know what's really a jip, though? When you get your refund back, it's coming back on cards, like those Visa cards. I don't know that I think that's so good, because how many people are going to lose the card or spend it instead of getting the check and dumping it in the bank? I'm not so sure that's a good thing versus the old way that you used to get it, you know, that you used to just get the check and then put the check in the bank. I think people, you just know people are going to probably lose the card.
A lot of people do direct deposit, too.
Direct deposit's better.
That's what I have. And as far as state taxes go, I got mine back within 36 hours, which I thought was incredible.
Woo! But, of course, that's the great state of Minnesota. I don't know if it'd be that fast in some of these other states. We're kicking the can down the road. Stay with us.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play the music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
We got the blunder of the week, plus we're mixing in some odds and ends here in this segment of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, hope you're doing well out there and you have a strong cup of coffee. I think everybody's just looking for a long weekend coming up with the Super Bowl, and I'm wondering how many people call in sick on Monday. Certainly huge New York Giant fans and Patriot fans, which I know there's a lot of you listening to America Tonight, because you want to bask in the glory if your team wins. And if your team gets blown out, you want to take a day to just think about it before you get back to the grind. It sounds so crazy, doesn't it? But it's like a de facto holiday for a lot of people. It really is. I know in some law firms, I know in some of the technology sector jobs where people are engineers working for an Ericsson or an IBM or a Dell, a lot of people will take that day off. Plus, people crowd like Las Vegas. It's a huge day in Las Vegas. People go to Vegas because the Super Bowl is an event in Vegas. It'll be an event in Indianapolis, but it's also an event there in the desert. And isn't this interesting, too, because you have so many people, as far as the Republicans are sliding in that direction for the next couple of days. But the whole thing with the Super Bowl is that you have the casinos, the sports books that show it, and people are screaming and yelling, and it becomes a big thing because naturally they're putting bets on all the quarters of the Super Bowl and some of the strange wagers that'll make, you know, they'll make when it comes to the coin toss, you know, who's going to win the coin toss and who's going to score first and will it be a touchdown or will it be a field goal or a safety? And I mean, there's crazy amounts of wagering that goes on, but a lot of people even just like to be in that atmosphere, so they end up swinging down to Las Vegas for a long weekend, and they'll end up on a plane, you know, Monday or Tuesday. All right, here's your fair or foul. Being now new to the world of the dog, for the first time in my life, I've had a dog, a golden retriever. You've heard me talk about him, Mahalo, which is now going on, you know, 3 years. I get the dog man's best friend thing or woman's best friend thing, and people love their pets. So how do you think people feel, especially in a place like San Francisco, when they hear about a man walking two lap dogs off a leash, was stunned by an electric jolt, not from some fence or crazy thing, but by a National Park Service ranger after he supposedly gave a false name and tried to walk away? The park ranger went up to this guy, and he had those two small dogs. It happened over the weekend on a trail, a popular trail that's part of the Golden Gate Rec area. And he said he didn't have any identification with him, so then he just threw out whatever name. And he walked away. So he walked away with the little dogs, and they decided to stop him. I mean, I'm laughing. But they shocked him. And they arrested him on suspicion of failing to obey a lawful order. You know what the order was? Having dogs off the leash and knowingly providing false information. I don't know. For my money, come on. A little excessive. You have a guy with two weenie dogs, and you're zapping him? Really? I mean, does that have to happen? He had to be scared to death. Doubt that will ever happen again in this man's life. But, you know, this is the thing. The other part of the story, because, you know, there's always something else, is that the trail that he was on, it's called Rancho Corral de Tierra, had been an off-leash walking spot for local dog people for a long time. But this is what happened. At the end of December, it became part of the national park system, and the park system says that you have to have the dogs on a leash. I mean, this is ridiculous. What a waste. Of course, they're going to investigate it, and then the guy's going to get suspended, and it's foul. It's foul. He didn't need to zap the guy. He didn't have a weapon. He was just there with the two dogs. Come on. Come on. There's got to be a better way than that. There has to be a better way. Speaking of a better way, trading on information, well, all of us do that. You buy things because somebody tells you about it, the whole word of mouth thing. Somebody gives you a great tip on something you might look into, whether it's, you know, whatever the price is of XYZ. And is that inside information? It's a little different when you're talking about stocks and people with companies. Well, the ultimate inside information belongs to our legislative branch, because guess what? They make the laws. They're there. Everybody trots up to the Hill to confess as to whatever's going on. And there are those meetings that are closed door. So often the information is ahead of the curve, of course, and then the stock market catches up. How many people in Congress and in the Senate have benefited from inside information? All of a sudden it becomes a big deal. Why? Because it's part of a expose on 60 Minutes, and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was brought up in it. The current Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was also part of that mix. So now you have the Stock Act, and it's a layup to say, I vote for this piece of legislation. It's about time, of course. But here's what's interesting. I got kind of a different twist for you. No doubt Senator Joe Lieberman, who's an independent from Connecticut, would go hard against this. But how about Senator Mitch McConnell, who decided, look, this is right. You should look at the legislative people, but what about the people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? Let's roll it.
The goal here is for everyone to play by the same rules. That shouldn't mean just some of us. And it certainly shouldn't leave out those in the executive branch who who, after all, have access to the most privileged information of all.
Positions to which the public has elected us are positions of trust, and that anyone who violates that trust should be punished.
Should be punished. Yep, well, like I said, it's a layup. It'll go through, and then we'll see how it's enforced. Let me see your stock reports. Let me talk to your let me talk to your financial person. Let me see where the money's going, XYZ. Although a lot of this would be easy to get a hold of, supposedly, you know, that whole transparency thing. It's pretty transparent what's going on in Florida now that all the Republicans have left. The snakes have stayed behind. This is a great odds or ends piece. Why? Because I thought they were really joking when they said this, but they've got these giant Burmese pythons. Have you ever seen those suckers? I think the last time I saw one, I was at some zoo, or I think it was at the Bahamas, and they, you know, people were touching in the crowd, and, you know, they're huge. I mean, just giant. And they're making the point of how they could crush you and all that sort of stuff. So these pythons, though, are not the kind that are part of a show where people are petting them, putting them around their neck with supervision. They're in the Everglades everywhere. And the impact of this species has been unreal. The pythons are pretty much eating whatever they want, which would mean rabbits and foxes aren't in the marshes anymore. Raccoons are down. Possums are down. White-tailed deer, that's a big one, are also down. So that upsets the balance, the ecology of an area. And it does matter because ultimately, conceivably, they're saying this could spread across the South. And, you know, what do they do when they're, you know, they're native to Southeast Asia, but when you put them in an area like Florida, and see, that's the thing, they've been pets, and then when they release them, you know, they can grow up to 16 feet long, they weigh 150 pounds, and so the breeding must have begun there. They say, like in 2000 is when they first started to notice in the Everglades that this was becoming a little bit of a problem. The park since 2000, tell me if you think this number is wild. I mean, it's just crazy. They have captured or killed 1,825 of them. That's an amazing number. I mean, that is an incredible number. And that's just the ones that they killed. Now, pythons aren't a danger to us. I mean, I think they're scary. They wouldn't be home pets. But, you know, it's affecting alligators, birds, and it means the decline of all these other populations. So, and with mammals, they don't have a fear of snakes because they haven't been in that area for about 16 million years, but the loss of all the critters I just mentioned is pretty devastating because of the animals that rely on them. So then you could see bobcats and panthers and, you know, because typically they would feast on the rabbits and the raccoons and that kind of stuff. And, you know, here's the thing. How many cats have disappeared? How many dogs have disappeared? How many farm animals have disappeared? I gotta say, I guarantee some of these small dogs, boy, the small dog, how do they survive if you got a house in the Everglades between the gators that are looking for food and now these snakes that are looking for food? They don't stand a chance, do they?
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Can count. Just had to hear them say seven. Who do they pay to do that? Seven. All right. Speaking of seven, it's much more than seven. In fact, federal taxes on average jumping 30% in 2 years. Oh, bummer, isn't it? I hate tax time. I hate getting the forms in the mail. I'm sorry. I get it. You gotta pay your fair share of taxes. I know, Uncle Sam, you want me. But the amount of money the federal government takes out of the economy in taxes is gonna increase by 30% between 2012 and 2014. So this is all stuff that's pumped out there by the CBO. The Congressional Budgetary Office. And what they're telling us is, we're going to see them shoot up the most between those 2 years because we're talking about the expiration of tax provisions like, you know, the lower income tax rates, the limit that's reached by the alternative minimum tax and new taxes and fees and penalties that go up. And that's why they're going to end up getting that money. Now, according to the CBO, the federal tax revenues equaled $2.302 trillion in 2011. That number, follow me, there's a method to the madness, increases 2,523 trillion in 2012, 2,988 trillion in 2013, and 3,313 trillion in 2014. So there's where you get your 30%. There's where you get that jump. Yeah. In the meantime, the CBO released some other ugly numbers, you know, talking about deficits, that number shooting up. But how about this? Only 23% of the stimulus will be spent this year, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Yeah. So what's up with that? I mean, we're talking about money for different programs that were touted. Remember the $787 billion stimulus package? I remember I was on the air here in America Tonight saying, when people would talk about, geez, is stimulus working? I said, of course it's working, because the idea is it keeps getting spread out while President Obama is running. Remember, the fiscal year runs from, well, this whole thing started in 2009, and then you go all the way through, and it ramps up year after year after year for various programs. So there's still some of that money that's floating around. People forget that. The faster that you spend the money, the more you can't say, well, we still have this is happening, we're rolling this out. See, that's the big trick in Washington. It's always about pushing the ball down the road, down the hill further. Just keep pushing it. I mean, it's almost like football in a way, moving the chains. Keep moving the chains. Look at the years and re-election times, and we push it and we punt. And that's what we do. We keep pushing, 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 so we don't get caught in between. Then that way we can say, look, we did this. This is some of that stimulus money, remember, that we wanted, that we talked about. This is what's happening. So that's going to kick in now. This is why the Keystone Pipeline, the best thing to do with that is punt it to 2013. That's why it was punted into next year, because then, yes, it can be talked about during election year, but there's no impact because there's no pipeline. So you can talk about the lack of jobs, and geez, these jobs would start right away, and sure, and I've talked about it, and some of you have argued with me because most of this audience thinks, who wants that pipeline in their backyard? But the bottom line is it doesn't matter. It just gets punted, and it can be attached to legislation on infrastructure all day long, but it's just going to get hacked out. It's just going to be chopped off. That's what's going to happen. So, you know, ultimately, it's about getting elected. It's about pushing it forward, moving the chains. And once the chains completely move, then there, you know, that's where you end up. You end up with the next election cycle, and it's okay, because then you're out of years. It's for like the presidency. You only have two terms. All right, this is We Can Count, so back to some more interesting numbers. You know those UGG boots? Maybe you have a pair of UGG boots. Maybe your daughter has a pair of UGG boots. I don't know. But they're not cheap. So there's a school in Pennsylvania, a middle school, that decided, you know, we're going to ban the UGG boots. And the reason we're going to ban them is because it's not the fashion statement thing, whatever, but we're banning it because we're finding that we don't allow cell phones. But guess what? These kids are smart. They're hiding their cell phones in the boots. It's easy to do. So at Pottstown Middle School in Pennsylvania, they're requiring the kids to leave the boots at the door, and it just kicked in. So they got to change. They can take them, they can wear them, but they got to change into sneakers or something else before they go to class. What they found was at Pottstown, at least 50 of the kids were sticking, there's your number, were sticking the cell phones in the Uggs. That's how they hide it. But would it be easy to hide a phone in your sneaker? I could hide a phone in my sneaker. In fact, a lot of shoes I wear, I could probably hide my phone there. So I don't know that they're going to be able to say at the end of the day, mission accomplished. All right, speaking of mission accomplished, this is a big one. Stephen Colbert, believe this or not, this is cool. I think it's cool because it's just amazing. His super PAC has passed the $1 million mark. You know, he's running. So some people think he's just making a mockery of the campaign finance system, and they're sick of his whole thing. But I think it shows that somebody with a rap can raise this money with in a super PAC. And the PAC is Americans for a Better Tomorrow, has that they've raised that. And this is from the last day in January. They announced that. How about that? So it just shows you his PAC was approved by the Federal Election Commission in June of 2011. And after which they were legally able to collect money in support of whatever candidate they choose. And the PAC so far has produced all kinds of things, you know, absurd ads and whatnot. And it's, you know, they are joking and he is pushing it, but it's, you know, making money. Over $1 million. If I did a PAC, I don't know that I could raise $1 million. Would you donate to my PAC? I mean, really? So all this money is going to go somewhere, let's put it that way, and it's going to end up in some candidate's pockets, or, you know, at the end, they're certainly going to spend as much money as they can, spend all the money out, and use it for whatever kind of campaign ads. It could be kind of interesting as we get down to the stretch here. How about The Simpsons? The Simpsons are just an amazing story, I think. Matt Groening has to pinch himself every day of his life. The Simpsons, historic 500th episode, yep, is going to air on February 19th, and the cartoon's first video game is being revived. Did you know there was a Simpsons game? Did you ever play that in an arcade? The Simpsons arcade game is even what it's called, and it hits Xbox now. I think coming up this Friday, they've got it on Xbox, and it is a rollback or a throwback to this game that was developed 20 years ago. But I think the fact that we're talking about 500 episodes is incredible. People just don't get tired of Homer Simpson and Lisa and Bart and Marge and all the other characters, because it still draws huge ratings for Fox. So bravo for Matt Groening for creating The Simpsons.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?